Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right in your Glenn Mack now. All right, Ray, I want to flip. No, not yet. I don't. Excuse me. I want to talk about something very important. Mm-hmm. You and I have a stupid bet this year. Why don't you explain what it is?
We bet on the Eagles Australian punter. We've done this before, and it worked out very well for me. But if Sippas can punts inside the 20-yard line, the punt is if the bet is 20, the 20 for 20 bet.
Yeah.
The bet is 20 punts inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
If he hits 20 or more, you win the bet.
Yeah. The other team's drive has to start inside the 20, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And the kids, I like him. I think he's a good punter, but nonetheless. Not going all that well for me, but allow me to take you to last Sunday, the first drive of the game. It stalls at the Eagles 45-yard line, 4th and 5. Now, you thought maybe this young coach is going to show some guts by going for it early in the game.
I was hoping so.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't.
It's disappointing. Big Balls Doug would do it. This guy, not happening. Anyway,
a lot of guys in the NFL doing it. It's actually, yes, more common than not.
I know that.
You get to midfield and you got 4th and 4, 4th and 5. Teams are going for it all the time.
Yeah, well, this guy doesn't have that faith in his offense. Yeah.
Not Nicky Poo, that's for sure.
So in comes Aaron Sippas, and here you go.
Here is the punt. It is end over end. Andre Roberts watches it as it bounces and is down by the Eagles at the 2. Wow. Great punt by Sippas. 43-yard punt.
That was his 9th in 9 games. I had another 57 minutes to get more, and it never happened again.
Now that is correct.
So I'm at 9 in 9 games. The pace there is not in my favor, Ray.
That's okay. All he needs is, you know, and the way this coach coaches, he's going to be getting his chances because, you know, he won't go for it around midfield. And so your guy's going to have a lot of opportunities the second half of the year, I think.
Yeah, well, I hope so. We'll see. We shall see.
I'll tell you, this guy's good at killing that ball, though. I mean,
yeah, he is.
Because the ball hit, like, at about the 3, and most of the times things will bounce right into the end zone. Not this guy.
Yeah.
He backspins him.
Special teams MVP. Not that there's a lot of competition on this team for that, but he is. One other update I want to give you, Ray. The last fan standing pool, which started the season with 10,000 people. Ray, you recall 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was getting pretty nervous.
Yes, you were.
There were no upsets. What am I going to do? The reason I need people to get out is not because I'm mean. It's because I can only have one winner, so I need people to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple weeks, it happened, and last weekend, big upsets in the NFL meant many people were ordered out of the pool.
I realize last week, at 13 games, in 7 of the 13 games, the underdog won.
That is correct. Losers included. The Bills to Jacksonville.
Yep.
What? The Cowboys, which we discussed. The Saints lost to Atlanta. And the Raiders lost for Miami. And that knocked out 729 people. So after 9 weeks, the 10,000 hopefuls have shrunk to 782, going for that beautiful ring from Mark's Jewelers.
Okay.
So I got 782 with 9 weeks. It is mid-season of the NFL, counting the bye weeks, because there's 18 weeks. So I'm in decent shape.
Yeah, it's a crazy year in the NFL. I mean, I don't know right now, I don't know if I could tell you who the best team is.
Yeah,
I really don't.
It's not the Bills the last 2 weeks.
No. I mean, you look around the league, it seems like everybody
Arizona? Yeah.
It seems like everybody has 5 wins. I mean, it seems like everybody in the league is 5-4, including
not everybody,
including the team the Eagles are playing tomorrow. They're 5-4. But you look around; I mean, it's 5-4, 5-3 everywhere you look.
Yeah, well, not in this town. Okay, I want to talk about the Eagles' offense before we go back to the phones here, because it's kind of good news. Certainly, in the last 2 weeks, Ray, the running game has been tremendous. Against the Chargers, the Eagles went 8-12 on third down. They had 176 rushing yards. They had no turnovers. Miles Sanders is out, and yet with Jordan Howard and Boston Scott and Jalen Hurts is a huge part of it, they're running the ball. I picture Ray Didinger and Seth Joyner over at the NBC Sports Philadelphia headquarters kind of doing a dance around the table as this occurs. Am I correct?
Until the other team gets the ball.
Well, yeah, I'm saying when the Eagles are on offense, I see you and Sid a little do-si-do.
Glad to see it. I mean, Lord knows I've been calling for it all year, is the willingness to run the football, especially just don't ask Jalen Hurts to be the whole show. You know, to give him a chance to function within a complete offense. You know, your offensive line, and if anybody's been paying the least a little bit of attention the last couple weeks, you see this offensive line, even with some backups playing, can really run block. I mean, it's a really good run-blocking line, and credit to Jeff Stoutland for bringing them along. But they're run-blocking very effectively, and bringing Jordan Howard back onto the active roster has made a big difference. And Boston Scott has made a significant contribution. So
I love watching him play.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not quite Sproles, but he's Sproles-ish.
Sproles-ish. He's not.
No. I know. But I like a little guy with thick legs running, you know, through the middle there.
Yeah, and
little power guy.
And he does that well.
Yeah.
And he does that well. So they can certainly run the ball. Well, now you have to, and even I will temper this by saying they've gone up the last couple weeks against teams that don't have very good run defenses.
Yeah, and Denver is, I think, sixth or eighth in the league against
them. Yeah, and Denver's run defense is certainly better than the Chargers. But you can see that other things in the offense fall into place when you can run the ball. And you can see the Jalen Hurts, they're putting him under center some, and he's been able to hand the ball off and get the running game going. But it also sets up real play action, you know, where he can fake a handoff, drop back, actually stand in the pocket, and throw the ball down the field, and he does it very well. Yeah. I mean, last week I did a breakdown after the game where I broke down plays with him under center versus plays with him in shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly he was in a shotgun more. But he was under center more than he had been in any other game to that point. And they averaged almost 8 yards per snap when he was under center. And he was 3-for-3 throwing the ball. So the running game with him under center isn't just about the run. It's about the ability to set up a better and more efficient passing game, too. The two really do go hand in hand.
They really do go hand in hand. And listen, the RPO has its place, and we've seen it done successfully in this town with several quarterbacks, and I like it fine, but if it's all you do, it doesn't present any challenge. Now you have a bit of a flexible offense. And I will give the head coach credit. This is where the defensive coordinator drives us nuts, as kind of you said last time. Why don't you adjust? Why don't you change? This isn't working. Do something. Well, it may have taken 7 weeks, but I'll give a rookie head coach credit for kind of saying, okay, this isn't working. Now we're going to try that.
And right.
In the last two games, they've run the ball on 85 of 119 plays.
Right.
A split, maybe even extreme for Ray Didinger.
It's certainly atypical of today's NFL. Although,
right.
Although teams are running the ball around the league more
this year
than in past years.
It's a thing.
Yeah, nobody's really talking about that, but I've noticed it. And the teams that are running the ball are teams that are winning generally.
Yep, how about that? All right, let's talk to John in Philadelphia. You're on with Ray and Glenn. Hey, John.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
All right.
We're good.
I just first time caller. I just want to appreciate you guys. You guys' knowledge and objectivity is a breath of fresh air.
Oh, you're very kind.
Thank you.
What I want to say is, I think that the Eagles organization is setting Jalen Hurts up for failure, and I think they're trying to break his character. I mean, they didn't name him the starter in the preseason when everybody knew he was going to be the starter. You got Howie Roseman out with pictures of binoculars, scouting other quarterbacks. I just don't think, in their minds, he's the quarterback of the future. I don't know if he is either, but I will tell you that this guy is improving every game.
Okay. And I want to disagree with you, because I heard some people say what you're saying this week, and I'll disagree to this extent. Howie's job is to go and look at players for the future, right? And you said, John, you're not sure if he's the quarterback for the future, but you like the way he's trending. Well, if you're not sure if he's the quarterback of the future, presumably the team isn't sure. I think I'm with you in that I'm not ready to say he can't be, but I'm certainly not ready to say he is. So it would be remiss of Howie not to go and scout those other guys at that Pitt, North Carolina game. That's his job.
I agree with you. Well, I do agree with you on that point. But the fact that it was publicized as much as it was, it has never been publicized that much in the past.
Yeah, well, that's not Howie. That's the changing media focus. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just like I feel this has started from, you know, the preseason. I don't think this is just something that's happened in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I really do think he's improving.
I hear you.
I think they're trying to break his spirit, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
John, thanks for the call, and call again.
No, they're not. I mean, if they wanted to break his spirit, they could sit him down and play Gardner Minshew. If breaking his spirit was their goal, they could do that tomorrow. But no, that's not it. They're kind of where the rest of us are. They're trying to figure out whether Jalen Hurts is their guy. And, you know, I know John's point was, well, during the preseason, they never came out and said he was the quarterback and he was the guy. Well, that was part of Nick Sirianni's whole message throughout the preseason, was it's all about competition, competing, competing, competing. We're competing every day. And everybody's competing for every job. Every job is up for grabs. So once he laid that out there as kind of this is the way we're doing business right now, he couldn't very well say, except a quarterback. You know, every other position is up for grabs, but Jalen Hurts is our starting quarterback. Even though I think everybody knew that's where this thing was trended. It wasn't going to be Joe Flacco, that's for sure.
Right.
Gardner Minshew wasn't here. So, I mean, everybody just took it as it – just took it, obviously, he's going to be your quarterback. And so Nick didn't want to, if he wanted to really have everybody competing at every position, he wanted to give the appearance that there was competition at every position, even though in reality there wasn't.
Yeah, and the argument now that they're hurting his feelings by looking at other quarterbacks, and I have heard it from hosts on this station, is to me nuts for two reasons. One, that's their job. Two, he's unproven.
Right.
I'm not ready to say he's my guy for the next 5 years.
Nor should they be.
Right. So it's like, oh, they're really undercutting his confidence by being there with binoculars. Well, what do they want him to do? Sit in the basement at the stadium?
Right. No, you got to. I mean, right now, you know, I mean, let's look at it from both sides. I mean, right now he's trending in a good way. I mean, the last couple of weeks he's played well. I mean, I thought last week he played really well. And now that the offense has begun to take on some kind of shape and some kind of definition, you can see that he's able to run this pretty effectively. So that's a good sign. We talked about this whole year being about growth and about improvement. Well, you've seen both in Jalen Hurts over the last couple of weeks, so that's a good thing. But does that mean that, well, okay, case closed, he's our quarterback, he's our franchise guy for the next 10 years? No, you're not there. So you're going to let the whole thing play out, as you should, over the course of the season. But in the meantime, you got to find out, you got to gather your information on everybody else. If by the end of the year you just decide organizationally, you know what? No, he's not really a starting quarterback. He's not really the franchise guy. We're going to have to, because we got all these draft picks now, we're probably going to have to draft one. Let's have the best available information we possibly can have at that point. That's just general managers. If you're not doing that, you're not doing your job.
Right. And by the way, we just went through an episode where the last quarterback's ego was too fragile to deal with it. I don't want a quarterback. If Jalen Hurts is crushed by this, then Jalen Hurts should not be the starting quarterback. Brandon and Andy and Dan, stick around. We will get you guys coming up in a moment. Ray, I want to show you a photo on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I want you to describe what you see there.
Oh, that's big Stan Walters firing out of his stance,
yeah.
Getting ready to probably block, Harvey Martin,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Crush him.
Drive him back about 5 or 6 yards and open up a nice hole for Wilbert Montgomery.
First of all, these uniforms that the Eagles wore back in the days, it's the 80 era. I don't know if it's 1980. The Kelly greens with the silver wings and the silver stripes on the arm. I love those uniforms.
Yeah,
That is a great uniform.
Yeah.
And second of all, Stan looks angry and ready to hit somebody.
He certainly does.
This is the one I put up to publicize that we're having. He is our guest. Tell us your story at noon. Coming up next, oh, the Ray Dinger College Football Preview. Good games today, Ray?
Not really.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about those. And you will give us what you thought of that Pitt, North Carolina.
Yes, I'm going to give you a scouting report.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Ray and Glenn brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.